Hello, this is Barry from the Europe Direct Information Centre at Blanchardstown Library, and I'm back again with another Ask Europe video, and this time we are joined by a good friend of mine from France, Corinne. Bonjour, Corinne.
Bonjour, Barry, et bonjour, Europe Direct.
Okay, thank you very much for agreeing to speak to me to make this video. Okay, we'll get started with the first question, will we?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go. So, can you tell us exactly where you're from and tell us a little about it? And I know you've travelled quite a bit, so maybe tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, I'll try to make as short as I can. So, I'm from France originally. I'm a French citizen. My dad is from Normandy and my mom is from Brittany. I was born in Dakar in Senegal.
Okay.
And I lived in the French Polynesian Islands, but I mainly lived other than that in France, sometime in the suburb of Paris, and most of the time in Brittany.
Okay.
Up to 2007, actually.
Okay, so you lived, so like I said, you were born in Dakar in Senegal, then lived in Tahiti in French Polynesia, and then back to France. So you've and now you're in Ireland, obviously, so you've travelled around quite a bit.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm in Ireland now more than a third of my life, over 17 years.
Okay, wow. So this is, yeah, impressive. Okay, so obviously I work at Blanchardstown Library, so I have to ask you a question about books. So can you tell me what your favourite book from France is and why you like it and maybe a little bit what it's about?
So it's a tough question. I don't have a particular book that stands, right? But there's one that I went to, the Alliance Française in the city centre of Dublin, and they were having somebody that came to introduce their book. Mm-hmm. And the author is called Susie Montgoster.
Okay.
She is bilingual nationality. She's French and American. She's okay. Married to a Frenchman. And the book is called, I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, you can show it to us there.
Lettre d'amour de 0 à 10.
Okay.
De 0 à 10.
So love letters from 0 to 10.
Love letters from 0 to 10, yeah. But it's about this boy. It's very simply, it's written very in simple words,
mm-hmm.
But it's very moving and it's very touching. It's about this little boy has a sad start in life. His mom passed away when she gave birth to him, and his dad walked away. And then it's all about his life from then onward. And I won't say much, but it's really well written, and it's a beautiful book, actually, very easy to read.
Fantastic, that's great, thanks for that. Okay, we'll move on to the next question. So, could you tell me about a person from France who, either from the past or the present, who you admire?
I'm gonna play it very simple. I'm gonna say my dad.
Okay.
That's okay?
Yes, of course.
No, I'm just gonna... Yeah, no, it's just, I guess it's just, when I look back and when I see our life now, I think it's just like his job was quite intense, and when I can see now, he was always about to switch off, and he was always a good role model, and he was very adventurous and fearless and determined, and I guess I got some of that as well, and maybe that's why I moved to a different country.
And I've met your dad, and I can confirm that he's a lovely man. So you're absolutely right to choose him as the person you admire. Okay, so we'll move on. Obviously one of my favourite topics. So what is your favourite food from France?
It's not an easy one to answer, because
no.
You went to France.
Yeah.
French people are slight, slightly obsessed with their food. Every region or area of France have their own kind of unique dishes or specialty. So I would say I picked one from Brittany, where I stayed the longest. And every time I go to Brittany, I go to a crêperie.
Yes.
So it's like a restaurant where they only make crêpes, savory or sweet crêpes. My favorite dish is a sarrasin crêpe.
Okay, yeah, I know.
So it's a black wheat. And I like with seafood. So every time I go to France in Brittany, I always go to a crêperie and I always taste one of them.
Fantastic. And I've eaten crepes in Brittany and it's like nowhere else. They're absolutely fantastic. Okay. Yeah. So, and oh, do you ever have cider with your crepes as well?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, Brittany's very famous for its cider. Okay, so for the next question. So apart from your own country, from France, what is your favorite other European country and why?
So I calculated how many countries I went to in Europe, actually. And I went to 18 countries in Europe.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Quite a lot.
That's a lot.
out of those 18 countries, the one I had the most kind of memorable memories would be like Poland, Finland, Croatia, and Estonia, and Ireland. They're the key ones. And why do I like... If I have to pick one, I would say Ireland because I live there.
Good answer.
I'm not biased at all. why? I guess it's my own. I have good friends. I like working in Ireland. It's not as it would be like in France. It's very easy going. I like the people, they don't take themselves too seriously. I also have kids there. And I suppose one of the reasons that that I'm also here and I like it is also I'm married to an Irish man. So there's that, you know.
Well, anyone who's watched these videos so far will see that there's a lot of that. A lot of the people I've spoken to have an Irish partner. And I mean, you've married an Irish man, I've married a French woman, so you know it seems to be quite common. That's it. It makes life more interesting, I think. Okay, we'll move on to the next question. So, what do you think is the main benefit of European Union membership for France?
For France or for Ireland?
For both, if you like.
Well, I guess there's multiple reasons, I guess. I can list a few of them. I think, anyway, first one is peace, and it's easy to move, and it's quite safe. I'd say that I travel in a lot of countries, so. And I think for France, for Ireland, for any country there, you know, there's no conflicts really, and it's easy to travel from one place to the other. It's quite safe. The other one is it's free movement. So I mean, it's how easy was it for me to come and work in Ireland? I would have not been able to do that if it wasn't for Europe. So Ireland has benefited from that. You know, they get experiences from other countries. You know, that people that have specific set of skills will come over and support, like, multinational, for instance, in my pet job I'm doing. The euro currency, obviously, it's make it easier for travel, for Ireland, or for France, for the tourist industry, but for the industries in general. The other one is related to free movement. Is I joined the European Erasmus program, which is an exchange student.
Yep.
If it wasn't for that, I clearly wouldn't have a conversation at the moment because I wouldn't be fluent in English. And I probably would have never traveled to Ireland and have a work in an American company and work on a daily basis in English. So it's, there's a lot of opportunity for people living in each of those European countries to grow, to develop, and also for the country itself to get that experience with them. Those people from all different countries. So, small improvement as well. Recently, was men can have a 2 weeks parental leave as well. Back to Europe.
Yeah.
And also, we have the retirement as well that I didn't know, but when I first came to Ireland, I looked into it. And let's say if I was to go back to France. In tomorrow or 10 years, all those years I worked in Ireland actually would contribute to my retirement. So there's a European retirement. So there's a lot of advantages for people as individuals, but also for the country as well.
Yeah, and I think I'm delighted you mentioned Erasmus, because that's a program we're constantly promoting. At Europe Direct and the new Erasmus Plus program, and you're a great example of that. And you met your husband through Erasmus, is that right? There you go, and that's quite a common thing, I think, in the Erasmus program. So and I think as well, you're a brilliant advertisement for free movement. You've been to 18 different countries around Europe, so it's a great example of what's now possible. Now that we're in the European Union. So for the next question, we're going to stick with the EU, and I want to ask you, what is an issue that you think the European Union should be focusing on in the next 10 years or so?
I think it's continue to do what you're doing, make it more, make it like a stronger European zone. I don't have any particular kind of ideas, but continue to reinforce Europe. And one of the issues that I can see growing, and maybe it's just my opinion, and maybe my other people might not agree to it, but I think it's the increase of racism that we can hear in the media, and maybe some of the politicians using people steer by talking about immigration within Europe. And I think it's an important topic that and now it's been there, but it definitely seems to be impacted some of the decisions within each of those countries. And I think it's something that needs to be looked at.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so for the next question, now I've been to France lots of times. It's probably it's definitely my favorite other European country. But say I'd never been to France before, and I was to ask you, where should I not miss? What should I visit most of all? What would you tell me?
To be honest with you, I couldn't answer that question. I guess it really depends what you're into. I mean, if you're into big cities, or if you're into like more natural places, and where are you going to go in France? Because France is so big. And the type of activities you're in. Or I mean, it's very hard to pick something in particular. There's one place I really like. I mean, this is really just me.
Yeah.
But it's the Mont Saint Michel in France.
Mm-hmm.
It's an island off the shore of France, and you can actually drive. Well, you can just park outside and you walk to it. And I think it's a beautiful place to visit, and you can stay overnight. It's very romantic, and I guess that's kind of one suggestion. But I mean, there's so many things to do. It really depends what you.
And it's a place I've never been to, so I hopefully get there soon. And you're right, France has. I mean, it has beautiful cities. You know, towns, stunning little villages. It has rivers, lakes, mountains, the Alps, the Pyrenees. It has everything, the Atlantic, the Mediterranean. It's one of those countries that just has absolutely everything. There's something for everyone there, no matter what you're interested in. So I agree with you completely. Yep. Okay, last question, and this is the one where we can have a little bit of fun. What is a stereotype about France or the French, and is it true in your opinion?
Well, if you eat a lot of cheese, but I heard that in Ireland, if you eat a lot of cheese, you don't have nightmares.
Okay.
That's why that is not true.
It's not true. Okay.
I heard in Ireland, which is quite funny.
Yeah.
They're true. I would say people say French people are gourmet, I would say they do love their food, definitely. Today you can see like French people walking around with baguettes from the bakery. That's definitely true. And I've heard about French people being arrogant.
I'm saying nothing.
I'm saying nothing. I think it depends what part of France you go. Yeah. In big city. I think French people are very direct. Sometimes you can come across rude, but yeah, in some part it is. But no, but it's, yeah.
Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, it's true. I think if you go to Paris, you'll have a very different experience than if you go to Brittany or to the southwest or something. Very differently.
Very much like Ireland. It really depends where you go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, that's been absolutely fantastic, Corinne. Thanks a million for agreeing to speak to us on video, and I'm sure people watching this are going to really enjoy have enjoyed listening to what you have to say about France. So thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Barry.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.